Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1163, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makayim, and the question is now what we want to talk today in reference to, and our Shir in writing is 315, so in reference to a porch or a balcony. Person has a porch or a balcony, right? Now, we're not getting into the whole sukkah issue right now. We'll talk about that, Bezrus Hashem, but the person has a regular porch or a balcony. How does that work? In conjunction with Shinoi Makom, they want to go outside in the middle of eating something that's Shahakol Adama or Ha'etz. Okay, so the question is, first of all, does it depend on whether it's a closed-in porch, a balcony, or an open one? A lot of times people have in front of their house a balcony. It's a porch, but it's not really, if you want to call it a room per se, but it's like an outer room. But the question is that it's closed. It's enclosed with a roof and everything. So, do we look at that differently? Do we look at a regular open porch or balcony differently? Okay. So, just to start off, the easiest case scenario would be taka that. If a porch or a balcony, somebody has, you know, whether it's in the front or the back, but it's a porch or a balcony type thing, and it's totally enclosed, and it also even has a roof. So then, according to everybody, in other words, it's a closed, it looks like a room, but it's not one of the rooms in a house, but it's actually a porch or a balcony. But since due to the fact that it's totally enclosed, it has a roof and everything, so then according to everybody, it would have a halachic status of another room in the house. Now, in reference to another room in the house, just real quickly to review, if we previously mentioned the halachas of moving from room to room, and that lechatchila one should have kavana, when eating shahakol adama or ha'etz, if they feel they have to go to the other room, when they make the bracha, to have in mind to go from room to room. So the same thing would be over here, that if they want to go out onto this porch, right, whatever the case is, that's totally enclosed with a roof and everything. So the same thing, they would have to, lechatchila, they should have kavana before doing so. But the evid, if one did not have intent, right, like just like the halachas of room to room, one did not have intent, I didn't have in mind that I'm changing rooms, or I decided to change rooms in the middle. So just to backtrack a minute, if it's a room that a person always goes to, like this is whenever I start eating, I go to the other room, like the kitchen or whatever, something along those lines, right? Do I always transfer from the kitchen to the living room? That's how I eat or drink. I mean, I take my coffee, I make it, I make a bracha in the kitchen, and then automatically I go to the living room or whatever the case is, something like that. So then one would not even have to, then lechatchila, would that be as though they have automatic intent, just not just by this porch that's has a roof, but anytime, right? That's an important thing to keep in mind, that it's brought down the place where somebody does something ruggel bakach, right? It's something that they always do. They're always going to that other room when they're eating a drink or whatever. So then, even though they make the bracha in the first room, maybe the kitchen or whatever, then they go automatically to the living room. So then that's automatically as though they had a specific intent. But in case not, one should try and have intent. In case they did not have intent, so changing from room to room, the evid, if one did not have intent, specific intent when making the bracha, and it's not a place that's ruggel bakach that they usually go to, then when making the bracha to move to from room to room, it would still be fine, and a new bracha, then when they changed rooms, it would still be okay. And the same thing over here, like if they changed onto this porch that's totally enclosed, even though they did not have it in mind, b'dieved, it would definitely be okay, and one would not have to remake the bracha. Okay, so that's basically the story as far as a balcony porch that's fully enclosed, the roof and so on, it would have a din plain straight up as another room. Now, as far as the open porch, open balcony, totally fenced, or if it's possibly open, we'll talk about that in the upcoming shiurims. That does get a little bit more complex, and it's a little bit more of a machlokes, but this is basically straight up, even though it's technically a balcony or a porch, but the fact that it's totally enclosed and it's attached to the house anyways, so pretty much straight up, it's pretty much according to everybody, it is, well, not pretty much, according to everybody, it has a din of another room, and the halachas of going from one room to another, like we just went through real quickly in our shiur today, would apply when one has to go from in the house onto this porch that's fully enclosed. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Bracha, Kol Tov.